Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
I think our team learned a lot from that game. They learned, number one, what we can be. You know, for the first half, we looked like not just a top 10, but a top 5 team in the country. And then secondly, I think the second half showed us what we have to do. And I think we've instilled a winning mindset. I think our guys have a winning mindset. They go out, they do whatever it takes to win the game. And that was a first chance for us to see what a championship mindset looks like.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Could you sense the players were ready to move on, that they see a great opportunity to clinch a Big 12 championship game spot Saturday?
Yeah, I haven't talked a lot about like what they can clinch and all that. I'm sure they know that, right? So I'm not... To me, this is all about the minute we start talking about those things is when things like Saturday happen. You know, when it's like, hey, there's only 30 minutes left on the clock, then, you know, to me, this is just about football. And Texas is a great football team. They have great football players.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
I don't have to talk much about the other things. You know, it's really just about a chance to go out and play football again. And even though we were disappointed by that, it was a great, great, great atmosphere. It was a great chance to play big time college football with the whole world watching. And we have another chance to do that this Saturday. And I'm sure that we'll be ready.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Tuesday. Glad you're with us. Coach Matt Rhule in the open, Coach Rhule and the Bears. Home hosting Texas this Saturday at McLean Stadium. Talk about all that. Plenty more coming up. Baylor, Texas times two this week. Football on Saturday, yes. But volleyball tomorrow night in the Farrell Center. Texas number one in the nation, Baylor number three. And we'll visit with Coach Ryan McGuire of Baylor Volleyball coming up in the hour as well.
I didn't even think about that. Like, I knew both games were happening, but I didn't. It just, until you said that, it didn't click right. That we have two big games.
Two big ones.
With Texas.
Yep, yep. So, big week here, and we'll visit with Coach McGuire about that matchup tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Whiteout, they're trying to white out the game. And last I heard, and this was from Derek Westbrook of Fan Engagement yesterday, 4,600 tickets have been sold, pre-sold, for that match tomorrow night. And it's already, so that's already a record crowd right there.
Yeah.
The all-time record crowd was 3,800 something. And now they have obviously sold more tickets ahead of the match than ever before. And so it's already a record crowd as far as tickets sold.
Yeah. That's really impressive. And I think it shows the strength of the team and the program as a whole. You know, they're getting the fans involved, and everybody realizes how big this matchup is, you know, and you want to be there to see it unfold, especially if Baylor's able to get that victory over Texas.
Yeah, big one tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. Tonight, the second-ranked Lady Bears are in action. They are off to a 3-0 start to the season, three dominating wins. They'll get a test tonight, or it could be, from South Florida, which is number 22 in the nation.
Yeah, it'll be a good game, and you know, and it's nice for them to play somebody who is ranked that can, you know, kind of push them. But South Florida, they're a really young team. I think they have one senior and like three juniors. The rest are just sophomores and freshmen, and they don't really have much size to them. They have one girl that's like 6'3", but it'll be interesting to see what, you know, if they actually can push Baylor.
So that is tonight in the Farrell Center and on the air here beginning at 6:30. Bruce Geetson, Maggie Davis Stinnett, Bob Baker with the broadcast here on ESPN Central Texas, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight. Television, Jim Haller and I will be on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. And let me make sure I'm clear on this, because who was it? Somebody at the women's game last week said, you said this game was 6:30. And I said, I don't think so. It's always been 7. He said, you said it was 6:30. we got here way early. And I said, I'm sorry if I did. So what maybe I was trying to think it through, and maybe I said airtime was 6:30, which it is on the radio, yeah. And it's 7 o'clock tip-off. And I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear, and I made these people come early to the Farrell Center. But that's the only thing I can think of that I would have said that was, you know, maybe I just wasn't clear. I just wasn't clear in what I said. So 6:30 airtime here on the radio, 6:30 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock tip-off tonight, and no, it's 7.
5:30. It shows 5:30 on the schedule.
Well, that's wrong. It's 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. It was. There is some confusion about that because originally this game was 6, and I hesitate even mentioning that because now this will really throw things in a tizzy. But it is 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay. I'll need to relay that.
Talk to Paul. Yeah, exactly. So 7 o'clock tonight for the Lady Bears and the Bulls of South Florida. Volleyball tonight is 7 o'clock, Baylor versus Texas. Then the Lady Bears hosting Lamar on Thursday. What does that one show on your schedule over there? It's also 7.
5:30
Yeah,
as well.
It's 7 too. Okay, we got
to
make
sure. Yeah, we need to look into this.
We got to make sure we get those timings right there. So women's basketball. And Aunt Reen, Irene Thornton, texted me this morning and was asking the same thing. What time is the women's game tonight? And she said, is it 5:30 or 7? And I was wondering where 5:30 came from, but it is 7.
That's weird how that it's that off.
Yeah. Now, there was a schedule early in the year when this was listed as 6. And anytime that gets out there, sometimes if it's out there, then right. It doesn't get changed when the time does get changed. So sometimes that happens. But hear me, folks. Hear me now. 7 o'clock tip off tonight for the Lady Bears. 7 o'clock tip off on Thursday for the Lady Bears versus Lamar.
Thank you for clearing that up. For real.
Maybe I was part of the problem in why there was a discrepancy with that. But that's it. Women's basketball tonight and Thursday. Volleyball tonight. Here it is. All of them start at 7 o'clock. No variation from that.
That makes it easier to remember. Yes, when you have one exactly. Universal start time.
right. And that is kind of our default universal start time is 7 o'clock for
right.
home games.
I can understand
when
that.
When we can set the game time. So that's a good time. Yeah. I'd be all 4 or 6. But 7 o'clock it is.
I understand getting 7, though, and having more people, more time to, you know, get done with work.
Oh, sure.
Get, you know, everything and
right.
have time to get over there.
It's the
start
best
rushing.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, now this is going way back, but our universal start time, talking about basketball games, used to be 7:30. And I can remember, and I don't know why, it was just kind of that was just kind of the time that everybody
right.
was doing the games, and it was 7:30. And I remember when it changed to 7 o'clock, and I thought, oh, this is a whole new world. This is yeah. great. Just 30 minutes earlier, it seemed like it made a big difference.
But it really does. Like, from even in like with high school football games, the difference in 7:30 to 7
That's
is
right.
unreal.
That's right.
How
it,
much
does.
It does. It doesn't seem like 30 minutes would change that much, but it's massive.
Yeah, exactly. So 7 is kind of the normal start time now. All right, lots to talk about in the hour. Appreciate you being with us. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more coming up in just a moment. And glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Beautiful day weather-wise. Debbie was out on the front porch here at the station mm-hmm. when I got here, and she was just enjoying the morning today. It's going to warm up to a high of 79 is what is projected for today, but bright blue sky overhead and coolish this morning. But warming up, it's going to be very, very nice. So enjoy this weather. I think in the 70s the next 3 days.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to like have some rain later on.
Yeah, and Friday.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
We'll see how it plays
so,
out.
But very, very nice today. And just enjoy that while we've got it here in mid to late November. Take a break and be right back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Did you know that one out of every four men have symptomatic low levels of testosterone and don't even know it? And if you think you're too young to worry about it, guess again. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy, cause weight gain, and wreak havoc on your sexual desire and performance. Petty Clinic Low T can set up same-day blood screening and results, so if you're tired of being tired, I challenge you to man up. It's a private clinic with an atmosphere catering to men. Affordable, only $150 a month. Includes lab work, office consultation, testosterone injections, follow-up visits, compared to $395 a month in Dallas or Austin, and you don't have to fight the traffic. Petty Clinic Low T is board-certified physician consultations will provide the best form of brand-strength testosterone available. Listen up. If you're looking for increased energy and strength, improvement in sexual desire and performance, elevated mood, focus, concentration, contact Petty Clinic Low T today. Just off Highway 84 and Old Hewitt Drive in Woodway, Petty Clinic Low T. PettyClinicLowT.com or Google search Low T Waco.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years, and the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Pombarolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Pombarolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pombarolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Pombarolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. John Morris Show brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Back with us, John Morris. Garrett Ross will visit with Coach Ryan McGuire, Baylor Volleyball, coming up next segment. Baylor, number 3 in the nation, the number 1 RPI of any school in the country. They'll play top-ranked Texas coming up Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Let's make that point. 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center on Wednesday, the same time as the Lady Bears game against South Florida tonight.
We can never overstate this.
No, you can't say it too much.
Confuse the crap out of people.
So during the break, I walked and talked to down the hall and talked to Steven. I said, "Is that what you're showing?" "Oh yeah, that's what I've got." I said, "All right, put that promo in," and he's done that. And talked to Paul, and he's on the same page. So I think we're all good.
We're good.
Yeah,
good to clarify that.
But it takes just one little thing, one mention of six or something like that, and I'm not going to say it again.
Yeah,
that then people start to question it or say, "Well, what time is that game?"
Yeah, and that could send panic.
yeah. So we're not going to say anything else about it except 7 o'clock tonight for the Lady Bears and South Florida. Back to Saturday, and I didn't talk about this yesterday, but should have. The crowd was unbelievable. The atmosphere was unbelievable at McLean Stadium for the Baylor-Oklahoma game. So kudos to the fans that were there, the students that were there. Baylor line was great, and everybody was in their seats early, too.
Heard that they were like flooding into the stadium to get in early.
Yeah, and so I was talking to Hoot Jonigan, Jonathan Berry, and Will Lattimore yesterday, three of our operations and facilities guys, and they were even saying that the people, you know, really what you want is you want them to come in early, give yourself a little more time to get through security, get through the gates, and get in. Not everybody rushed to the gates, you know, 5 minutes before kickoff, and then you've got a bottleneck and you can't get everybody in. But they were saying that people really did that they were coming in earlier. And it was reminiscent of the game we talked about last week, Baylor and Oklahoma in the blackout game on that Thursday night at Floyd Casey Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game when, I think I said this last week, that people were there early. And it was like an unbelievable atmosphere when the teams came out to warm up.
Yeah.
And you usually don't get that. You know, usually folks are just sort of trickling in at that point.
And that's, you know, if you can have that atmosphere during warmups, that could set the, you know, the tone for the remainder of the game. You know, you have both teams out there and everybody, you know, if you have an opposing team coming in looking like, oh man, we're gonna have to deal with, you know,
exactly,
a rabid fan base today. Yep. You know, that's good. You want that,
and that's what it was on Saturday. So really good, great job by the fans that were there. I am told that I don't think I have this officially, but I'm told that the game this Saturday is a sellout.
It should be. Just going off of you know, yesterday during you made the call, we had a lot of callers call in, you know, and everything, and everybody seems to be of the mindset of we're fine and. They know I think everybody understands the importance of this game, and I don't think you're gonna see much of a letdown. So saying that it is sold out, I can definitely see that, and it's just good to have that from the fan base.
Yeah. Now, don't hold me to that. I'll double check when I get to the office today, or text somebody now. But there was word out yesterday that it was already a sellout, so that's great. Should be for this game.
It should be for all games, but this game, in general, you know, and you expect that with Texas coming into town, and I just. If they can even get remotely close to what they did last week, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. And back to our facilities and operations folks, they all did a terrific job on Saturday with that big a crowd and so much going on. And you think about it, people have no idea really how much work they do behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And you throw in game day, hosting day, and everything that goes along with that, and students camping out overnight on Friday and just having everything in place for game day. And then they have to strike that set and then get ready for a huge football game. So our facilities and operations folks did a great, great job on Saturday, all weekend.
On those game day sets, do they start tearing that down like once the show's over?
Pretty quick, yeah. Pretty quick? Yep. As soon as the show's over, that one starts going away, and it needs to because there's a lot of other things up there for tailgating and pregame for Baylor. And it was really where it was set up, it would have blocked a big part of the bridge. You know, people not on the bridge, but coming across the bridge, they needed to move that stuff. So that was completely open there, too.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yes.
You have to get all that, take it, because, I mean, that took up a large portion of the area. So I was curious about that, as when they started to tear it down.
Yeah, they move pretty quick as soon as the show's over. So well done again by our facilities and operations folks. And again, even I don't know everything that goes into right. what they have to do. But I can recognize that they just did a great job this weekend.
That's a long day, too, because they got stuff after the game's over and yeah. everything. That's got to make for a really long yeah, day.
It's a really long day for them. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll head to the Farrell Center. Baylor Volleyball, number 3 in the nation, hosting number 1 Texas tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the floor in the Farrell Center. We'll visit with head coach Ryan McGuire when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick of bears.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and Harker Heights. The start of a new school year means that many kids out there are starting back into fall sports. And since football has already started, I thought it'd be a good idea to talk about some of the most common injuries. One of the most common injuries in football is a muscle strain or a pulled muscle, especially in the hamstrings or quads. So what do you do for it? What's after ice or rest? Well, a lot. In fact, I have a full report available on my website that walks you through the steps of recovery from both minor and major strains, and I'm making it available to you for free. To access your report, the 5 secret recovery steps of a muscle pull that only pro athletes know and use, simply go to my website at syntexrehab.com/SMP. That's syntexrehab.com/SMP, and you can download the full report for free. Remember, the recovery is more than just rest and ice, and pro athletes know that. Go to syntexrehab.com/SMP and download your free report today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Train heating and cooling system. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a Train. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule sat down with R. David Smoke on Monday to talk all things Baylor football, including how he can use the loss to Oklahoma as a teaching moment for his team.
I told our guys, you know, we'll be back in this situation again. We'll have a lead. Next time we get there, let's just not look at the score. Let's just keep playing. Not any one play lost that game, but one more play would have won the game. And so we're one play away, and we've been one play on the positive end a lot of times. There's a lot of teams out there saying, boy, we could have beaten Baylor by one play. Oklahoma's the only team that did it.
In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Spurs 117-110. Luka Doncic had a triple-double for Dallas with 42 points, 12 assists, and 11 rebounds, becoming the second youngest player in NBA history with a 40-point triple-double. The Rockets, they topped the Blazers 132-108.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show,
proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Pleased to be joined by Baylor volleyball coach Ryan McGuire joins us now. And big buildup, a lot of advance ticket sales. Really looking forward to Baylor versus Texas, round two, coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in the Farrell Center. And Coach, good morning to you. How you doing?
John, good morning. I'm better than I deserve.
Very nice. Very nice. A big build-up for this match, quite obviously. How about your team? Have they been looking forward to another shot at Texas since that first go-around?
Yeah, most certainly. It's going to be exciting to be home. You know, I think when I first started here 5 years ago, we maybe have 60 people, and now we might have 6,000. And it's fun to be in this atmosphere. So I know our girls are anxious for it. I got some seniors that off the court, they've been doing some good things too to get ready for this match.
October 23rd was the first meeting, Baylor versus Texas in Austin. And going back to that one, man, they were ready for you, weren't they? The team was ready. That place was sold out ahead of time, the Gregory Gym in Austin. I mean, that was a big match for Texas at that point also.
It was a very big match. You know, we're undefeated. Ultimately, you want to have a great conference, great preseason. We're both fighting for that regional seed. You know, it's possible we still both can achieve that. And, Texas is so good. They've been good every year, but they got their middle back healthy for that match. And they were definitely firing all cylinders, and we were off a little bit. You know, a couple sets we were toe-to-toe, back and forth, but you got to make plays all the way through the end to win matches like that.
All right. So as you as you assess that match, as you self-scout and everything you do after that match, you still your only loss of the year was that loss in Austin to Texas. What and don't give away any trade secrets, but what do you want to do differently? What can you do differently tomorrow night?
Volleyball still normally it comes down to serving and passing. When your serves are strong, it helps your defense. Sometimes, you know, you want to serve in a way where at least limits some of their attackers so you can focus your blockers on who they might have left. So we got to be able to serve tougher. Texas does lead the conference in aces, so they're the most aggressive serving team that we've seen all year. And we've seen some other aggressive serving teams and handled them pretty well, but we got to receive serve much, much better than we did last time and kind of let our offense flow from there.
If I remember right, Yasiana Presley, she had a pretty good match, didn't she, in Austin?
Yeah, Yasi played great. She was still really good. And you know, obviously she is the focus of a lot of other teams. We need to get a bigger production from our middles in this match tomorrow night and everybody else a little bit more. So we've been successful. You know, statistically it looks like it's a one-man show, but we've really been winning because everybody else has been hitting at a high percentage so we can move the ball around. And, you know, Yasi's still getting her kills. But, we got to make sure that, you know, all of our pins are producing as well. And Gia and Marika are trending. They're coming off a lot of, you know, putting some back-to-back good matches. So we need them to be just as effective if we're going to be able to win this match.
All right, what's the latest you've heard as far as advanced ticket sales for this match?
We're looking forward to setting a record. You know, the Farrell Center fits 10,000, and we have in the past reduced it to keep it intimate and to keep it loud. So we are not going to run out of tickets, but we're hoping that we got to pull up the curtains to fill it all the way up. So doors are opening at 5:30, so a little bit extra. And we know the Texas fans like to come early and try and get all the good seats. So we'd love to have our fans get there early and cheer us on.
I got you. And a whiteout. We're pushing for a whiteout, free T-shirts for the first some number of that game. So want everybody to join in to the whiteout also.
We want to shine bright here at Baylor, and what a great opportunity for our girls to just perform well and glorify the Lord and multiply this joy with a lot of fans shining bright as well.
Final thought. This is a match that gets the attention, obviously, of volleyball fans. I mean, they've known about this for a long time. But this is a match that might draw in some people that might not normally come. Don't you think? You know, you may gain some new fans, new followers with this kind of matchup in the Farrell Center.
Yeah, our fan base has really, really been growing. Volleyball is such a fast-paced athletic contest. I think everyone who comes, you know, I've had so many people just be like, hey, we attended this match. We had no idea that volleyball was this exciting, that the girls are so athletic, that the excitement, the joy, and the celebration is so much fun. I'm looking forward to having a great fans and representing Baylor and Waco very, very well. And you know, we want to have them all back when we, Lord willing, are hosting the postseason and try and make a run into the Final Four.
All right, fantastic. Hey, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you out there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach in his fifth season, and hosting, he's got the number 3 team in the nation, hosting number 1 Texas coming up tomorrow. Here's some other numbers from that match. Baylor is 21-1 on the year. They're 11-1 in Big 12 play. The only hickey on the schedule is that 3-0 loss to Texas in Austin on October 23rd. Texas is leading the league right now by a game and a half. They're 13-0. They are 19-2 on the year. They played a very tough schedule, non-conference and conference, but they really, like Baylor does, they really test themselves in non-conference. Baylor is number 1 RPI. Texas is number 2 RPI in the nation. We talked about Yasiana Presley. Mm-hmm. She is really, for Presley, for Baylor, and Micaiah White for Texas, two of the best players in the country. I mean, in the country. Yasi is number 2 in the nation in kills per set, 3rd in the nation in points per set, and 10th on in attacks per set. And so the numbers bear out her being one of the top players in the country.
And when you have a player like that, you're going to win a lot of games. But when you're playing another opponent who has a player equally as good, you know, that makes for a great matchup. And just to watch them go at it should be fun. And I'm interested to see what they can learn from the first go around. You know, they've watched the film and, you know, they've pointed out some things and see if they're able to make those adjustments to go forward.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, that's the challenge of a round-robin schedule the Big 12 has. It's this way in volleyball. It's the same way in men's and women's basketball, you know, and it will probably be the same way for Matt Rhule and the football Bears if they get another crack at Oklahoma. It's tough when you got to turn around and play somebody, you know, twice in a year. Mm-hmm. But then again, if you lost the first one, you want that opportunity to play them again.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough, but at the same time, you have an idea of what to expect going into it, and you're able to make those adjustments and everything. And it's just fun, and the Big 12 does offer that, and it's better than most conferences when it comes to that aspect.
Right. So really big. Again, that's tomorrow night. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but that is tomorrow night, 7:00 in the Farrell Center, Baylor versus Texas. It's women's basketball tonight in the Farrell Center versus South Florida. But great to visit with Coach Ryan McGuire heading into this big match tomorrow night. And so here's history. The largest home crowd in Baylor history came earlier this year, September 14th, a match against Tennessee. They had 3,878. Second largest was that same day. They played two in that same day, September 14th. LSU was 3,858. Mm-hmm. So the all-time record crowd is 3,878. And again, the word I got yesterday was 4,600 advance seats already sold. And so, you know, this is going to be, and you know the way the Farrell Center is configured, drop the curtains, make it more intimate for volleyball. You don't really need, usually you don't need 10,000 seats for volleyball. But if need be, as Coach McGuire said, pull those curtains up and we can pack 10,000 in there if we can sell that many tickets.
I think one of the craziest things is listening to him talk about when he got here and, you know, the crowds that they were getting. You know, nobody really was knew anything about volleyball, especially, you know, you get this guy coming in and he's building this program. He has success, and that's just awesome to see that everybody's gaining attention and coming in and supporting the girls.
Yeah, really cool. So, and this will be a real showcase tomorrow night. We'll have the broadcast on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Katie Steger and I will do the broadcast tomorrow night. And a lot of fun. Baylor versus Texas. Number three, Baylor. Number one, Texas. All right. Great to visit with Coach McGuire. We'll remind you about that, of course, tomorrow in our time. Let's take a break here, and we'll be back with more in just a moment. John Morris Show brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. If you're a member of the Baylor Club, they send you an email weekly. They title Tune In Tuesday. It gives you all the events coming up in the week or the week ahead at the Baylor Club. So here's the email that we've gotten this morning. Tomorrow is member appreciation event, member appreciation social hour. It's 4:30 to 6:30 in the suite lounge there at the Baylor Club. This week, again, they gear up for another home weekend for Baylor football. So Friday Night Live, 5 to 9 p.m. That is Friday at the Baylor Club. The tailgate party, members only on Saturday over at Knox Hall at Texas Ranger Museum. And then the Bear Victory Brunch on Sunday. 10:30 is right.
Yeah.
10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for the Bear Victory Brunch. It is second to none at the Baylor Club. And let's see, what else do they have? Thanksgiving week hours. They give you the hours for that. And again, they have the Thanksgiving to go if you would like to have the expert chefs make your Thanksgiving dinner for you. And you just place your order, and then you come and pick it up and take it home. All you have to do is throw it in the oven, and it is ready to go. And you could probably not even tell people that you got it from the Baylor Club. You could just, you know, you could mush your hair up a little bit, and, you know, throw some flour on your apron, and people come over, and you just look tired, and then you take the credit for it, right?
Yeah,
could you do that?
You might as well.
It could.
Go
for
it.
It could happen. But that is an opportunity from the Baylor Club. Now, here is a deadline, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. to guarantee availability if you would like to get one of their Thanksgiving to-go orders. So take note of that. If you're thinking about it, you need to act today or tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 will be the deadline to guarantee availability for their Thanksgiving to-go dinners. Also, along with that, you can partner with the Baylor Club and Mission Waco to provide a delicious Thanksgiving dinner for a local family. For $80, you can sponsor a family in the community with a gourmet meal. This is you paying for it, and Baylor Club cooks it and gets it delivered to Mission Waco, and it goes out to a family that otherwise might not enjoy such great cuisine on Thanksgiving. So really a neat deal there. And that information is available on their website as well. Maybe you call them and you order one for you and one for Mission Waco and someone else. So keep that in mind. The website is thebaylorclub.com. If you have questions about any of this, their schedule, or to make reservations, call 254-710-8080. That is our good friends at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
More savings on Buick. Black Friday is Buick Friday all month at Richard Carr Buick. Non-GM owners can save 20% on all Buick SUVs in stock. Save $10,000 on Enclave, save $8,000 on Envisions, and save $6,000 on Encores. Richard Carr has the perfect size Buick SUV to fit your lifestyle. Get more and save more at Richard Carr Buick Friday sales event happening now. Check out the savings at Highway 6 at Imperial Exit or at RichardCarrMotors.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
Security Bank of Crawford offers the citizens of Bell, Bosque, Coryell, and McLennan counties competitive rates on a variety of commercial and consumer deposit accounts, plus certificates of deposits in ranges of 30 days to 5 years. And Security Bank of Crawford is also here for commercial, consumer, and real estate loans. So if you live in Bosqueville, China Spring, Clifton, Crawford, Evant, Oglesby, Prairie Chapel, or Valley Mills, do yourself a favor and check out the friendly employees at Security Bank of Crawford. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine getting special Allen Samuels employee pricing and you don't even have to work there. Allen Samuels presents Employee Pricing Plus during the Black Friday sales event. You pay what our employees pay, plus you still get all applicable rebates. Buy a new 2019 Ram Lone Star, get employee pricing, plus up to $9,000 in rebates. 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72 financing is available. Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat. You vowed last year to do your Christmas shopping early next year. Well, next year is here, and we're ready for you at Allen Samuels. Now, get employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event, and all applicable rebates still apply. Save thousands on new 2019 Ram Lone Stars, and new heavy duties are included. And you can still choose 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72. It's Black Friday all month long at your Christmas car headquarters, Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 5. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule sat down with R. David Smoke on Monday to talk all things Baylor football, including how he can use the loss to Oklahoma as a teaching moment for his team.
I told our guys, you know, we'll be back in this situation again. We'll have a lead. Next time we get there, let's just not look at the score. Let's just keep playing. Not any one play lost that game, but one more play would have won the game. And so we're one play away, and we've been one play on the positive end a lot of times. There's a lot of teams out there saying, boy, we could have beaten Baylor by one play. Oklahoma's the only team that did it.
In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Spurs 117-110. Luka Doncic had a triple-double for Dallas with 42 points, 12 assists, and 11 rebounds, becoming the second youngest player in NBA history with a 40-point triple-double. The Rockets, they topped the Blazers 132-108.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, Matt Mosley coming in next, top of the hour. He'll take you a couple of laps around 10 to noon here on ESPN Central Texas. Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3, and you make the call 3 to 6. Women's basketball on the air tonight, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip-off for the Lady Bears in South Florida tonight.
Yes, let's clarify that.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Tip off tonight for the Lady Bears here on ESPN Central Texas. So, Garrett, you can attest to this. I'm juggling all these game notes and stats and papers.
Stuff.
So, here's the volleyball pile with Baylor, Texas volleyball. Here is the football pile, Big 12 notes and Baylor notes and Texas notes for football. And then here's the women's basketball pile with Baylor notes and Big 12 notes, and we just had emailed to us South Florida, so I don't have those printed yet, but kind of juggling all those things. The hardest thing that I have to do is I have to remember tip-off versus kickoff, and get that right, you know, and it's just kind of jumbled in my brain a little bit.
That's a lot of information to take in and gather, you know, and make sure you have everything correct.
That's why I work with really good people, really good
That's
people.
That's helpful.
Like Jim Haller tonight and Thursday and Katie Steger tomorrow and JJ and Ricky on Saturday. So I work with really good people, and I just try to shepherd the way along there and get out of their way. So, but fun week, a busy week for sure. Big 12 football this week. looks like this. Of course, Baylor in Texas, 2:30 at McLean Stadium. It's on FS1. It's here on ESPN Central Texas beginning at 10:30, 12:30 for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show, 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Two games at 11 a.m. on Saturday. 22nd ranked Oklahoma State at West Virginia. Mountaineers coming off that big win at Kansas State last weekend and now home hosting Oklahoma State. 11 a.m. on Fox Sports Net, Kansas at Iowa State. Iowa State coming off a big win over Texas in the last-second field goal. Kansas fell at Oklahoma State last weekend. 6 p.m. on Saturday, it's on FS1, 24th-ranked Kansas State at Texas Tech. That's big. It's a big game there. K-State is 6-4. Texas Tech is now 4-6 after the loss to TCU. But playing in Lubbock on a Saturday night, that's a tough, tough chore for K-State. And then 7 o'clock on Fox on Saturday, TCU plays at 10th-ranked Oklahoma.
That Tech and Kansas State game is interesting because both teams are coming off a loss. They're both, you know, like wounded animals. They really need this win, and there's a lot at stake in that matchup.
Yeah, so much. Yeah, it really is. I mean, these November games, I mean, they all count the same.
Yeah.
But these games in November just seem like they've got so much more importance.
Yeah, everything is just more, it's amplified.
It is. It really is. All right, thanks for reminding me. Yesterday, I asked you to remind me to tell the story about Oliver Block.
Right.
So a few years ago, and I can't remember exactly how long, it might have been 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 4 or 5, somewhere in there. There was, I got a phone call in my office, and it was Barbara Hall from the Baylor Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, there was just a woman and her son here in the bookstore, and they're having a really hard time. They had come to visit, I think Oliver's sister was in school here at the time, either
right.
that or she was visiting Baylor. But they were here to visit her, and he had gotten really sick, Oliver had. So he was a young guy, probably junior high, maybe around that age, Oliver, and he got here and they had the weekend and he got really sick and he was in the hospital and had to stay past the weekend because whatever it was, I mean, it really knocked him down. And so then I think that he was finally out of the hospital and maybe but he couldn't fly home yet. And so they were walking around campus and went to the bookstore, and Barbara talked to him. Barbara's very, very friendly, and got the story of what had happened. And he had said to Barbara something about, I love Bryce Petty. Bryce Petty, my favorite player.
Right.
And so Barbara called me and told me the story and said, is there any way that we could get Oliver to meet Bryce Petty? And I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, we're in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Let me work on it. Let me work on it, and I'll get back to you. So I don't know if I went through. I guess I went through media relations, told them the story, got Bryce, and he said, yeah, sure, let's do it. And so the next morning, Oliver and his mom, they come over to our building, and Bryce comes over early, I think, and meets Oliver. And it just, he was wearing a number 14 jersey, you know, that he got at the bookstore. And it just lit up his life. It really did, because of all he had been through, being so ill and in the hospital. And then he met Bryce, and it just really picked him up. So, and there's a picture that I have on my computer. So I've got various pictures that kind of roll through as a screensaver.
Right.
And one of them is Bryce Petty and me and Oliver Block from that day.
That's awesome.
And I've always kept that picture there because it's such a really cool story of how Barbara reached out to help him, and then we were able to help him through a really hard time. You know, he was really ill when he was here. So flash forward to last week, Oliver's mom sends me a text and says, hey, haven't talked to you in a while.
Right.
Want you to know Oliver has been accepted to come to Baylor next year. He'll be a freshman at Baylor next year. And he said he's coming for the Oklahoma game. And I said, oh, that's great. Thanks for the update.
Right.
I'd love to get together with him. And I kind of told him our schedule on game day is a little hectic. But so last Saturday, we're out in Touchdown Alley and doing our tailgate show. And this good-looking kid comes up to me, looks me right in the eyes, and he says, Mr. Morris, I'm Oliver Block. And I said, it was so cool because he's a grown up. You know, yeah. He's grown up now. It's from the last time I saw him, he's really grown up and he's just a really good looking high school senior now. And he'll be at Baylor next year. And I gave him a big hug and I said, it's good to see you. And it's just, you know, kind of bringing the whole story sort of full circle, right. You know, that he comes back to Baylor and he's here for the game and he's going to be at Baylor next year. So, you know, I've got his number and he's got my number. And I said, you text me or call me anytime. Yeah. I can do anything for you. But it was really cool. So that's the story of Oliver Block.
That's an amazing story and one of those feel good things. And for him to come full circle and be accepted here and everything, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, from California. I don't know if I said that.
Uh-uh.
He's from a long way away. So, you know, he'll be here next year. And I'm really looking forward to it. His sister was here with him.
Right.
You know, when I talked to him at the tailgate show, yeah. The Touchdown Alley the other day. So
that's really
cool.
Awesome.
Can't wait to have Oliver here as a Baylor student next year. All right. Thanks for indulging me on that.
Yeah.
But it means a lot to me. All right. Here, day of the day today is National Play Monopoly Day.
I don't think I've ever finished a full game of Monopoly.
It's hard to play a full game, isn't it?
It really is.
It you can spend a lot of time playing Monopoly.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It is fun. But it's just one of those things that I don't know too many people who have finished a full game of Monopoly.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's it. So today is National Play Monopoly Day. If you've got you got several hours you want to use wisely, you can do that by playing Monopoly today. That is a good one for sure. All right, birthdays. You have anybody you want to mention?
Yeah, I got one. Okay. A friend of mine, Anthony Ilfrez, today's his birthday, so I'd like to wish Anthony a happy birthday.
All right, Anthony, happy birthday to you. A couple I would add to that, Tom Garnier's birthday is today. Tom used to work with Fox Sports Southwest, and he was great to work with when he was there. He's retired from there now, but we still stay in touch. His wife is a Baylor grad. He's an Aggie. And so we've had lots of good conversations about that through the years. Yeah, yeah. But good guy, Tom Garnier. So happy birthday to Tom. Jared Monk, former Baylor tight end. Today's Jared's birthday today. Brad Vardaman. A lot of folks know the Vardamans here in town. It's Brad Vardaman's birthday. Ashley Futris, a lot of people know the Futrises here in town. Ashley's birthday is today. I saw her recently over at the Tower, the Robinson Tower. She's working for Baylor now.
Awesome.
And I had no idea until I ran into her and she told me that. So happy birthday to Ashley. And I think that's it. That's all I've got on my list. So happy birthday to all these folks today. All right, we're going to wrap up and move out of here. Do appreciate you listening this morning. Thanks for being with us, and we invite you to stay tuned for the Matt Mosley Show, which is coming up next, 10 to noon, here on ESPN Central Texas. Remember, Lady Bear basketball on the air tonight, Baylor versus South Florida, number 2 Baylor, number 22 South Florida. Good test for the Lady Bears here in November. Mm-hmm. On the air at 6:30, tip off at 7 here on ESPN Central Texas. Television at 7 on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Have we made that point?
Yes.
Have we hammered that point home?
We have clarified it.
There's
no excuses.
No question. Anyone that's been with us, what time the Lady Bears play tonight. So 7 o'clock tonight for Lady Bear basketball. If you can be with us tomorrow and the Lord tarries, we'll be back with you at 9 a.m. and we'll talk all about that, plus more about Baylor, Texas volleyball tomorrow night and Baylor, Texas football on Saturday. Hey, really do appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is next on ESPN Central Texas.
We're good?
With more